7. Wondrous results of Christ's priestly mediation. The intercession of Christ is as a golden chain fastened to the throne of God. He has turned the merit of his sacrifice into prayer. Jesus prays, and by prayer succeeds. As our mediator, Christ works incessantly. Whether men receive or reject him, he works earnestly for them. He grants them life and light, striving by his Spirit to win them from Satan's service. And while the Savior works, Satan also works, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, and with unflagging energy. This Savior was to be a mediator, to stand between the Most High and his people. Through this provision, a way was opened whereby the guilty sinner might find access to God through the mediation of another. The sinner could not come in his own person, with his guilt upon him, and with no greater merit than he possessed in himself. Christ alone could open the way, by making an offering equal to the demands of the divine law. He was perfect, and undefiled by sin. He was without spot or blemish. Christ is the minister of the true tabernacle, the high priest of all who believe in him as a personal Savior, and his office no other can take. He is the high priest of the church, and he has a work to do which no other can perform. By his grace he is able to keep every man from transgression. Faith in the atonement and intercession of Christ will keep us steadfast and immovable amid the temptations that press upon us in the church militant. The great plan of redemption, as revealed in the closing work for these last days, should receive close examination. The scenes connected with the sanctuary above should make such an impression upon the minds and hearts of all that they may be able to impress others. All need to become more intelligent in regard to the work of the atonement, which is going on in the sanctuary above. When this grand truth is seen and understood, those who hold it will work in harmony with Christ to prepare a people to stand in the great day of God, and their efforts will be successful. Christ's priestly intercession is now going on in our behalf in the sanctuary above. But how few have a real understanding that our great high priest presents before the Father his own blood, claiming for the sinner who receives him as his personal Savior all the graces which his covenant embraces as the reward of his sacrifice. This sacrifice made him abundantly able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he liveth to make intercession for them. Christ as high priest within the veil so immortalized Calvary, that though he liveth unto God, he dies continually to sin, and thus if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father. He arose from the tomb enshrouded with a cloud of angels in wondrous power and glory, the deity and humanity combined. He took in his grasp the world over which Satan claimed to preside as his lawful territory, and by his wonderful work in giving his life, he restored the whole race of men to favor with God. The songs of triumph echoed and re-echoed through the worlds. Angel and archangel, cherubim and seraphim, sang the triumphant song at the amazing achievement. This is the great day of atonement, and our advocate is standing before the Father, pleading as our intercessor. In place of wrapping about us the garments of self-righteousness, we should be found daily humbling ourselves before God, confessing our own individual sins, seeking the pardon of our transgressions, and cooperating with Christ in the work of preparing our souls to reflect the divine image. As our mediator, Jesus was fully able to accomplish this work of redemption, but oh, at what a price! The sinless Son of God was condemned for the sin in which he had no part, in order that the sinner, through repentance and faith, might be justified by the righteousness of Christ, in which he had no personal merit. The sins of everyone who has lived upon the earth were laid upon Christ, testifying to the fact that no one need be a loser in the conflict with Satan. Provision has been made that all may lay hold of the strength of him who will save to the uttermost all who come unto God by him. Christ receives upon him the guilt of man's transgression, while he lays upon all who receive him by faith, who return to their allegiance to God, his own spotless righteousness. He holds before the Father the censer of his own merits, in which there is no taint of earthly corruption. He gathers into this censer the prayers, the praise, and the confessions of his people, and with these he puts his own spotless righteousness. Then, perfumed with the merits of Christ's propitiation, the incense comes up before God holy and entirely acceptable. Then gracious answers are returned. The fragrance of this righteousness ascends like a cloud around the mercy seat.